I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I suspect it'll be in the sell mode just because 3 in Houston, weekend in Milwaukee, and then the Cubs. That's where you're going to find out if are there separations going on or not. And the Pirates have not played their best baseball against better teams. They're going to have to do that in the next 2 weeks to see what happens. But they do have some good, young, encouraging players, and that's good. I want to see more of that. I want to see young people come up. I think Jason Martin showed something when he was up here as well. He's not to be discounted. And if they get a good deal for one of these guys, whether it's Marte, Dickerson will be traded. I'm not – unless they trade Marte, and then they may decide to sign and keep Dickerson. But one will depend on the other, I believe, because Reynolds has got to play every day for now. You can't mess him out. You can't take him out of the lineup, period. That's just the way it goes. He's earned that. And regardless of injury or anything else, nobody gets it back when you're that hot. He's right now could be leading the majors in hitting if he had enough at-bats. So that's how good. And that kid seems to be on base all the time. So I'm not messing with that, and we'll see how it goes. But give it a couple of weeks, and you'll find out more about where the Pirates reside. And I appreciate optimistic viewpoints. A lot of people have called here with them. Last night was a great baseball game to watch. I like offense, but I do like well-pitched, quicker games. And we saw that last night at PNC Park on what was a nice night for baseball. There's a lot to like about, going to the ballpark. I still maintain that. It's fun. But they got to show that they're capable of making decisions that will help them win right now. And last year they made that dive into that, and it didn't work out that way. That makes me think they're probably not willing to do a dive like that anymore. They didn't have to give up anything for Keuchel, and all they had to do was pay him. They could have helped. He could have helped down the stretch. I don't think there's any question. That you didn't even have to make a move at the deadline. That guy would have been here ahead of the deadline. He pitched last night in his debut with Atlanta, by the way. He went 5 innings, 3 runs allowed, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. He'll get better. I'm sure he will. They lost that game 4-3 to the Washington Nationals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.